Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying. Like, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
GM,
hand on the stomach,
applesauce.
Hey.
Hi, you're in sunglasses.
I'm in sunglasses as a message to myself because I am high on withdrawal.
I can't believe. So Jacqueline texted, for those who know, the hags who are listening closely, Jacqueline has been unable to get her Wellbutrin filled. And by the way, CVS Caremark has fucked my various genitals and for years with mine. I'm actually currently fighting them on my migraine medicine.
Well, you know what I heard? Someone reached out after last episode. I'm actually scared now if I say it, that then it would go, they go, BV McElhaney's or something.
Hmm?
Okay, it's not that. BP Mickey's. Beverly Hills. Have you heard of this?
Wait, what do you mean?
Let me find it. A pharmacy. Because I was like, I got to get away from CVS.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, Bevy McTools. Let me find it.
Well, by the way, Jacqueline, going independent pharmacy. My grandmother was one of the first female pharmacists in America.
Oh my God. No.
That's what I've heard.
Mickey Fine, it says. Use Mickey Fine. And I looked it up and it says they have a restaurant. And I'm like,
a restaurant
this
pharmacy?
Is what I'm talking about. It's like, and they were like a sort of deli grill. Wait, what did I say? Mickey Fine's?
And that sounds fabulous.
It sounds...
My old pharmacy in Brooklyn's an Apple
fabulous.
Store now.
Oh.
Right. Right.
Oh my God. It's 1962. Coffee shop hanging. I mean, because... Oh, look. And then Mickey Fine Grill and they've got the old soda fountain. It's like the pharmacist
so
soda fountain thing.
That's so fun. I, by the way, woke up in a cold sweat and thought, I fell off Biologique Recherche.
Oh, yeah.
Due to, of course, the spoils of Poog. And thank you to everyone who sends products. But I thought, it was like, was it the mushrooms the whole time? It's like, did I have the regime? Mm. You know, and then I got away from it. But the truth is, it's exorbitant, the prices.
He said regime or routine.
Regime.
It's a regime, right?
Regime.
Right. Oh, right, right. And you mean regime, like regimen. Regime or routine.
Did I say regimen?
No.
Regimen, regime.
They're regimen. Same,
no?
Well, I think French would be regime.
Wait.
See what I'm saying?
I think I've been saying regime. Did I say regime?
You sure did.
Wait.
Roll back the
Sorry, I'm hearing crazy sounds because they're... Oh, wait. So they're... Oh, this is horrible. They're, by the way,
I can hear
doing
that
the
sound.
Sewer line, like under, like on my block. The other morning, sorry for the sound, but imagine this, because as we know, I've been sleeping poorly, although I had a couple great nights of sleep lately. Woke up 7:45, doorbell.
What?
My eyes, I'm like, what is this violation? Because I was going to be able to sleep till 9. But 7:45, I'm filled with anger. They've woken me up. Jacqueline's pulling a me and she's texting while we're recording, which is typically something that I do.
I'm not texting.
What's she doing?
Okay. I'm trying to quickly, I was going to bring it up and explain. I'm not trying to hide anything. Put in my lunch order that didn't get pushed through and go, because I was going to do it with you.
Where'd you order?
Well, I'm thinking of ordering from Goop.
I've never gone to Goop Kitchen. I just had an emergency Chinese chicken salad from Erewhon.
Well, they've got the Brentwood chicken salad.
Who? Oh, Goop?
Yeah, it's called the Brentwood chicken salad.
I can't believe
Brentwood Chinese
I would love
chicken
a voucher.
Salad.
I think we've done our work. I think we deserve a couple Goop Kitchen vouchers.
We're not getting any vouchers though when you think about it.
Why?
I don't know. I just think that kitchen, it's not. But
it's voucherless.
I'm sorry.
Beyond the voucher.
No, but I just was like, I have to put in this order. I can't survive the episode without knowing food isn't on its way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I told you, I think maybe last week, that I realized I haven't been ordering through the app. I've been ordering through Uber Eats. And so I've lost 6K in Goop points.
Oh, no.
That I could have been racking up.
I didn't know it was a point system.
My friend Sally Pressman. Okay.
Wow.
She's
one of the first name drops. One of the first
Sally Pressman,
full
name. I
know.
Had no, because I said it sort of as a joke because she was like, if I don't get a shout out for whatever, it doesn't matter. I said that she was a, she's like, I'm Black Onyx.
What?
And Goop Kitchen app. And I was like,
oh my God.
Because I ordered
mean?
For Goop Kitchen like 2 weeks in a row and like, but forgot to use the app.
Oh, I see.
Huge orders that are, you know, me dangerously living in abundance.
But wait, Jacqueline. So the sewer was being worked on at my house and my alarm went off at 7. Or no, I was excited to finally sleep until 9. And the alarm, and by the way, I'm not promising this is a good story. But my doorbell is ringing at 7:30 and I pop out of bed destroyed by, there's nothing more violating than the violation of sleep. And I'm also a particular baby with it. I cannot suffer having the sleep disturbed. I throw on my robe and I go, I'm going to have fun with this. Because how the fuck, by the way, legally, you cannot ring someone's door before 8 a.m. I'm talking about like city work. And by the way, I'm walking to the door and I go, I'm not going to fucking yell at the guys. They're doing their work, like whatever. But I open the little
But there people. Was a knock, you mean?
There was a ring. Ring, 7:45 okay. a.m. I go, what? I come up, I go, hello? And I really, it is the desperation. I'm like on the verge of tears because I haven't been sleeping well. Hello? And they go, oh, hi. Oh, sorry. Huge details. I don't have access to what they need to access. So they're waking me up for no reason. That's, you know what I'm saying? Just know that they've woken me up and I can't help them.
And you already know that.
I already know that.
That they're going to try to think they have access.
So okay. I go hello? It. And they go, oh, hi, we need to access, you know, the back of the property. And I go, I don't have access to the property. And I go, and I work nights.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You are unreal. You
and
are
go, we're sorry. And I go,
and I have a daughter.
And then I go, this is my only time to sleep.
No.
Because by the way, what if I were a nurse? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
they don't know.
Of course I do.
They don't know. And
Maybe they could tell. Maybe they could tell by the Dr. Loretta resting on the welcome mat.
Yeah,
okay.
That's some spoiled bitch.
Maybe they could tell by your trash being Erewhon based.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
You don't
you know what I had? You know what? Something I did the other day. It was interesting. Talking about this FedEx delivery, a bunch of heavy boxes, and the guy. And he's like, starts to unload them. I go, oh, wait, you can actually unload them over here. Cause he was bringing them upstairs. I go, if you just go right around to the side. And he was clearly really annoyed at me, which I understood. But I was like, I promise it's going
to
be easier.
Then you won't have to lift them.
Cause he was going to have to move the truck back. But I was like, I just knew. I was like, it's going to be easier. And he literally shakes his head at me like, you fucking bitch. And it's like, just trust me. And then I start going, God, I was like, what would it be like if I had like huge jugs? A big, like I was like,
it's always jugs with you. Okay, yeah.
I just wonder how it would have been different. But listen, so I go, move to the side.
You mean,
and then I find myself.
I don't know that it would have different. I don't know
if I were like a stone cold, like big jugs fox with like a huge ass, tiny waist, answered in like heels and like a little skirt and was like, hey. I don't know. Anyway, I had that fantasy. So he's, and I'm like, I feel bad because I'm like, oh, he thinks I'm this like entitled bitch who's like, move
it
over there.
But it's
like
for me, right?
Yeah, but you're gonna see. It's actually, I'm like, he doesn't know yet. He's not gonna go upstairs. It's gonna be easier. Anyway, he shakes his head at me. He starts loading in the boxes, and there's a bunch of them. They're heavy, okay. And I'm kind of going, oh my God, thank you so much. Sorry, you know, I almost bite my lip from going, see what I said? I mean, this is much easier, right? Yeah. I don't do that.
Oh yeah.
I find myself pushing out my stomach to make it seem like I'm pregnant.
No.
And then I put one hand.
Sick fuck you are.
I put one hand just
speed with
under
you lie.
My stomach.
The speed with which you lie
to
for
see
sympathy.
What it felt like. I did do a huge hands on the back. Oh,
see,
okay.
you're a scheme. What if I had jugs? If there were jugs sitting next to you, you would have thrown them on in an instant.
I just wanted to see what it felt like.
I'm a nurse.
It was very
okay.
Subtle. I was doing it very subtly, but just one hand on the stomach.
You
and
are,
I don't think he even clocked it. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Having a little fun with myself?
No, absolutely nothing is wrong with it. It's the childlike nature in you that has a little idea and does it. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun little thing.
Like,
well, then I almost felt pregnant. It was interesting.
The speed, but you are comfortable with the, and I go to the, like, it could be true thing all the time because it's sort of like, you know, I don't know. You're lucky I did see that car coming, even though I would have been in my rights to walk without looking, you know, like that kind of thing. But like, yeah, you're like, I work nights. You do this. This is a thing about you. You throw a lie out there. In a quick pinch, you're scheming sort of like character from like, you know what I mean? Like a Dickens.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're quick. Like, you'd be great on a competition show. Like, I mean, if I had the permission, like if I gave myself the permission, like, okay, we're trying to get through a European town quickly to get, because we're on the Amazing Race or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew like, then like, oh my God, how we'd soar. I'd be like, this is like leaping into the lies. So happy.
Lie even seems too strong a word. The pregnancy stomach.
I'm sorry. But the story is, I work nights, how dare you? And then minutes later, and then I threw my hand out. I mean, I'm not wrong to like note this as theme of the stories you're telling.
No, I hear that.
They're both about someone else perceiving you and you going, but you wouldn't judge me if whatever.
Right. No, totally.
I mean, it's something I'm openly impressed by.
No, it's interesting. I see what you're saying. I don't doubt that it's odd. But I also wanted to tell the listener that I woke up this morning to these texts, which are really cute to me.
I don't
midnight.
Even mean to say it's odd. I just...
No.
I'm not criticizing.
I don't feel criticized or judged. I don't feel criticized
right,
or
great,
judged.
Great.
I feel seen. Okay.
Okay, good.
12:01 a.m. text from Jacqueline Novak. We will always have the friendship through high and low. Hee hee. And then my tooth filling just came out. It's an incredible way to wake up. I love you. We got to bring back GM more. Doing mornings GM.
Oh yeah, I'm always ready. Today's a huge GM all day, all night kind of thing.
For those who don't know, GM,
my tooth filling has fallen out.
This is an old reference to when Jack and I were living in New York, and when GChat was a huge part of life, and when you would log on to GChat, you know, in the morning, check your emails, I would get a little pop up from Jacqueline, GM in the morning, and then we just go GM, and then we transferred it to text, just waking up, hitting GM, It's just a really nice way to anchor in the day.
Oh, yeah. It's how I, yeah. And my friend Deirdre, like, it's a very soft way of saying good morning. And so it became kind of a thing with depression, which is like, at any time of day, it's like a quiet way of saying mm-hmm. hello. It's really small. GM. It's just like, GM.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like small. It's like so gentle.
I need the GMs.
And like you can do it through your teeth, like I like to speak.
Yeah. Hit me with some GMs this week.
All right, I'll get them coming. Wait, there's so much I wanted to tell you. Oh yeah, one, I went to JAR with a couple of friends. And
I got a text from Suzanne that said, where are you? Suzanne the chef. Incredible.
Oh my God. I mean,
can you believe it?
That's awesome. She came and said hello. She was a dream. Couple things, by virtue of going with someone else, different things happened, right? By which I mean like something I don't know if you've ever ordered.
Different orders. Yep.
Like,
yeah, you texted me. You were like, my friend, he's like,
I'm getting a Caesar. I'm like, what? All this, I'm like, I don't even really think about it. I'm like, I've never really thought about a Caesar. If I'm getting sort of a classic.
What friend?
Liz Pong.
Okay,
and Jeff.
Got it.
I told you already, but you.
I remember again.
You erased it.
I remember it now.
No, thank right. It's like, because you have the same emotional experience you had the first time, like
friend who?
Who?
Yeah.
What?
Jar with
you know,
who?
And then
yeah.
Yeah. And I see this radicchio looking salad appear and I go, what the hell? A pile of purple leaves.
It has to be a special. I've never
with a
seen
creamy
that.
Dressing. He did not order a special. He did not order a special salad. It was
what?
I believe it was Rathman. I think that's a Caesar. I think that's their fucking Caesar. And they're just, I'm always going, if there's Caesar and wedge on the menu and I'm going for a sort of classic flavor, a jar, I'm probably going for the wedge like I always do.
Yeah, of course.
Now that I see this pile, I was like, oh my God. And I like averted my eyes quickly as not to, because you always get the Marcona. You always get the one with the almonds.
I see a Marcona. I can't help myself.
And I feel
myself,
like maybe
yeah.
fruit.
Yeah.
Which I'm Celery, always like, I never want that really for a salad. Yeah.
I usually am not a creamy salad.
Yeah, I'm usually not, except for the wedge. I mean,
oh, I
plenty
got
of opportunities. Plenty of, I lie at the same time. But
I
just need. Well, wait, what are you about to say? Because I want to remember it before, in case you forget. Because I'm going to say one other thing.
Hot pot, but keep going.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Our friend Jeff, okay, goes applesauce as a side. I've never really seen that.
We've never
had. It's interesting to see applesauce as a side.
Big chunks of apple?
I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Okay. I don't even really process it. I'm like, yeah. He asks our dreamy waiter, right? And he's like, you know, it's a comfort food. So I kind of like, but I'm like, huh, yeah. And I'm just still not really. I'm like, well, really, we're going to get applesauce? I'm not even really like going there. I mean, I didn't think really we're going to get applesauce. I didn't think that. I just mean like I moved on from it. It didn't like call to me like, oh shit, I have to really consider this. Mm-hmm. Purple yams were happening, you know, et cetera. So it was like, all right. And then the waiter comes and Jeff's like, I'm curious about the applesauce. And I'm like, oh, he's not fucking around. And now I'm curious too. And I realize it's happening. And he's like, yeah, it's, you know, it's been, I'm trying to remember. And then we asked Suzanne about it. I can't remember who spoke of it. I can't remember if they said it's a comfort food for people. And at one point it was off the menu. People asked for it back.
Oh, I love that.
It arrives. And I feel like there was so much happening in this meal that I didn't really get to reflect on it. But it was interesting. It was
chunky?
Kind of spicy. No.
Because my mom makes a homemade applesauce that will blow your back out.
No, you think. I expected chunky and it really wasn't. It's just, it's very compelling. And it was delicious.
Mm.
Paired with pork.
Holy shit. Yep, that's a classic.
So my mind, I had a kumquat-based cocktail that was glorious. Whoa. And there, you know, I was like, well,
kumquat
I'm going to start
margarita.
With this in order to...
Kumquat margarita. Why haven't I ever had it or seen it on a menu?
Well, they're delicious. And this was a gin-based drink. It wasn't a margarita, but it was kumquat. And I knew I was going to have two cocktails. So I said, I'll be getting a lychee martini next.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try the special. I couldn't resist.
So fun.
I saw a couple of hags on the way out the door.
You're kidding. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. I was at Burgers Never Say Die.
Right.
Great burger joint here. Behind the counter. I'm a hag. This woman. I'm a hag.
No.
Have to say hi. Can I get you some free fountain sodas? Can you believe this?
No.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Oh my God.
The community. And? We have grown. And by the way, we've been quietly growing the community.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
us in 10 years, all of us, boarding a cruise.
boarding a cruise,
but,
yeah.
But
and there will be enough life jackets on the poo cruise, I'll tell you that much. There will be enough life jackets and enough. This was not. This will not be the Titanic. When our boat goes down, it will
be rubble.
There'll be a place for people to go. I'll be last to leave the ship.
Yeah,
it'll be soaked rubble. Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying. Like, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I was hyper fixated on hot pot, you know, where you go with friends. I haven't done it in years. You go with friends, they bring you the broth, you get the meats, the vegetables.
Oh yeah, I love that. Yeah, heaven.
Spicy.
And you're cooking it there. Oh, you better do your part. You better make sure you don't get sloppy with your meat, right?
Oh, I know. Sometimes they'll, but it's like
they fry utensils.
Oh my God, had a transformative meal. No, never mind.
No.
Okay, but I don't even want to get into it.
What, it wasn't?
No, because it was transformative, but I didn't pay. I was taken to Nobu Malibu. And I have to say, I think it's the best beef I've ever had.
And the hot pot was
in my mouth. No, sorry, I'm jumping all over the place. I'm jumping.
Okay, sorry. But sorry. Nobu, you're telling me about a transformative meal that you had at Nobu.
I was
going to
say, at Nobu, they give you a stone that arrives at the table. They go, don't touch the stone. It's 500 degrees. I go, well, I didn't sign a release on my way in. So I actually think this is insane. Yeah. People are drinking alcohol.
And guess
alcohol.
What? I'm not capable of holding that thought in my head.
Exactly. They go,
without a little fence again, visual around it.
And I go, I was like, so palms face down on the, I made a joke, of course, couldn't resist.
Yeah, of course.
And he goes,
so palms,
seriously,
so
he's
full
like,
palm.
Yeah. He goes, really, it's 500 degrees. I was like, well, that's absolutely insane. I could have a child.
That sounds so hot that I'm like, it would be a relief if you touched it because it actually wouldn't hurt. You wouldn't feel anything.
Right. And
it would
be 2 days,
so hot.
Your hand would be gone. Yeah. Wagyu beef, little tiny thin slices, bam, bam on it. Oh my God. Mm. Moaning in ecstasy. Jacqueline, guess what? You and I, bitch. We're going to Nobu Malibu.
So it was really
good. We've never had sushi together.
Except for at Blue Ribbon, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Once 5 years ago at the mall.
How could you forget?
Let's go.
So it was a full sushi meal?
full sushi meal, moaning in ecstasy.
But then when did the hot part happen?
And then toward the end, my friend goes, can we get the Wagyu?
Oh, right. Sorry, Wagyu.
Stone.
See, I did get lost.
Arrives.
I was
like, tss. I've been thinking about this beef for like days. And I know, and here I go, oh, somebody raving about Nobu. You know, I mean, it's like sick to fall into that. But again, I want to stress, I didn't pay. In fact, I had a funny, I think this is the thing,
the way you think that the not paying is like I know, like it's in, so I know you believe it's like communicating some kind of moral something or other. Like, you know, like Nobu fell on your head like an anvil out of a window. You can't be blamed. Okay.
Someone referenced my miserly ways the other day.
Great. It's such a good thing.
But wait, Jacqueline, I feel like you'll relate to this.
Yes.
So I, you know, constantly have a fear of looking like I'm lost. I don't like to hesitate even for a second.
Oh, right.
Everyone think I don't know where I am. From at a restaurant, I don't want to ever ask where the bathroom is. Or if I do, I want to pretend like I briefly forgot, but knew the whole time. And so.
So weird.
So I know
and
it
interesting
is.
Interesting from you specifically.
So I'm in the Nobu, right? And there's two. I go, where's the bathroom? And I don't want to be like somebody, like a peasant from 1904. Right. Where's the bathroom? Signaling. I've never been here before. Okay. I start getting in my head.
Oh, that's hysterical. To not be a regular. Nobu, you think is a peasant look?
What the fuck is wrong with me?
To not be like coming to third.
I don't actually give a shit. But what is this? Okay. So I go in.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not actually giving a shit and yet having primal responses in the moment.
Must be discussed.
I'd like to discuss that.
Okay. I want to discuss this.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
But listen to this. Those who've been to Nobu Malibu will know. So when you're in there, the bathroom, you look one way, you look the other way.
A bunch of listeners to nobody right now go, I've been, even though they haven't. They have the same psychotic response. All right.
So there's a bunch of like Japanese characters on the wall, right?
Okay.
And a huge stone path leading to one side. And I go, well, clearly that's the fucking bathroom, right? And I start proudly walking down. And there's like, it's like a stone path. There's lights. I see someone who works there kind of clock me. And I go, what was that? And then I get to the kitchen. I was walking toward the kitchen, okay? Oh. And then somebody goes, oh, are you looking for the bathroom? And instead of just saying,
I wanted to peruse.
I kind of did a big. So I like, I mean, I'm like in the kitchen. It's like not like I'm like in the kitchen and people are looking at me and I go, put me to work, boys. I like did like a full.
That's good.
You know,
great. Okay. You had that ready from another time.
Yeah. And I go, huh. And then they kind of go, yeah, the bathroom's over there. I don't know how this happened. I don't know what made it, but I go, I was a server for a long time.
No, you didn't.
But by the way, let me be clear. I actually shockingly didn't work in my worked retail. Okay. But I don't know why I said that they didn't need to hear that.
Okay. And then I go, well, that's disgusting, the episode, right?
Because that seems like
spontaneous.
Lie. I know. So then it's like what? It's like class anxiety. It's like what? I'm like, hey, I didn't pay for the Nobu meal. Okay. I wouldn't come here. I can't afford to have just dinner on Wednesday night here. This is birthdays only. So then I go, you know, can you believe this? Me there? Like,
put me to work, boys. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding that much because, of course, I love to work. Work is the only thing that saves a man.
So then I'm humiliated and I've debased myself. And then I walk to the other side where the bathroom is.
See, this is very interesting. So, I mean, obviously this relates to your fear about, you know, not knowing how to handle yourself at a pool alone.
Yeah, exactly. Being alone in the restaurant looking for the bathroom.
It's just so weird because you're one of the most, it's like you're one of the most sort of self-assured and is it, these broad things are just not going to work because who isn't the most confident?
No, I love
and
it.
Scared,
please,
blah, blah,
please.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. But I'm trying to find the particular threads here of what's going on. I'm like, what is it? Why does Kate Berlant have a fear, right? Of for a second looking like she doesn't know which way she's going when like you also, you know, actively allow your kind of what? Huh?
No, getting lost.
Energy to be part of you.
No, totally. Like, that's the thing. I have
general,
a spiritual
right?
commitment to getting lost.
Right.
To the powers of that.
Exactly.
And that's in my.
And yet at Nobu.
Exactly.
Well, this is where it is. Is it like class anxiety? Is this some kind of like deep, like you've simul. I mean, It's almost like you, you're both afraid of looking not up to snuff at Nobu and too comfortable there.
Yeah.
Birthdays only for me. Is what you think. Yeah, is where you're comfortable is like an appropriate amount of striving.
Yeah. It is interesting though, because getting lost.
And you look cute when you're lost. I've seen it. You know, it's really? A nice look on you. Okay.
God, it's your jugs. Okay, this is huge. This is a big moment.
It's a fresh pair of jugs for you.
Okay.
If you want to play that game, why wouldn't you use it?
This is good feminine, for me. This is good. You're hitting something. Because I feel this is happening in my life.
This is great, yeah.
Look lost. This is happening in my life. Of like something like some other, like, okay, Lord, strike me down.
Accept help?
What?
Is it about accept help?
No, because I think I do accept help.
You found your way to gently resting a hand on a belly? Like... This is growth. You gently resting your hand on lower abdomen.
Yeah, to suggest pregnancy.
She's finally asking for what she needs.
Yeah.
Through the lies that she deserves. I slipped into this voice the other day when I hadn't slept and it was like doing a lot for me. Like, da, 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 da. I also woke up yesterday, had a new voice come to me where I just turned to Chris and I went, hi. Okay.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to stop doing it for 2 days. If one hand goes up like this. Yeah. Okay. And I go, hi.
Yeah,
I did it like nine times in 3 minutes. Hi. I don't know. It was a new... Oh, I bought something from an artisan. The Sportsman's Lot. I was thinking of you. I barter. You know, I paid.
What did you buy? I bought something from an artisan.
A purring cat.
What?
Toy for humans.
Oh. Trying to get kittens into my parents' house.
I'll get it really quick.
And she's gone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's getting the cat, I assume.
Last night, I ordered something for a cat from the neighbor's cat.
When are you going to get cats again?
You could talk about that. It's on that.
Okay, she's gone. I assume she's going to get the purring cat. I am looking for to adopt some cats with my parents. A couple cats going to be really therapeutic in my home. My dad, a huge cat head.
Sorry.
Doesn't have to be kittens. Of course not.
I don't know. I felt like I just had to.
Show. What do we have?
It was just satisfying little items, okay? And this is like a cat with a...
When you pull the yarn out and it purrs, that's cute. That's fun.
Yeah. And then I got last night a classic Amazon order. Oh, I bought from an artisan a small cat-sized beach lounger. Like it looks like a poolside, looks like a beach lounger with stripes.
Oh, that's cute for the cat to hang out by the pool.
He needs the one that hangs out by me.
Boo.
But I had to get rid of the other bed. Yeah, because it was like got rained on. It wasn't like a true bed. And so this one looks like it'll dry. And I can't wait. I can't wait for the neighbors to see him resting in it.
Very cute.
You can get your parents some kittens.
They can be older because the idea is you want... Yeah. My parents, inexplicably, we've had so many cats over the years. None of them are lap cats. Like none of them. Like having these cats that are so...
Yeah.
Like really interesting personalities, but like you cannot, they will not. And it's like... We've got to get cats in there for both of them, particularly my dad. A couple cats lounging on him. Very good for him. He's obsessed with cats. Yeah.
Great. So if you get kittens, one, you can like basically train them to be very comfortable with touch early on. Okay.
Okay.
So
see, this is huge news.
If you get a kitten, you can throw them on your shoulder.
Okay. This is great.
Oh, you just, all of my cats are lap cats or shoulder cats or whatever.
You forced it.
Yeah, and it doesn't even feel like forcing me because it's just like how I've always been with them. And so it's like, pick up a cat, I put it on my shoulder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally.
I also have ways of holding a cat.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like they were born.
I mean, I wouldn't force a cat who really had a problem with it. But what I find is that some people don't even have the impulse to like pick up their cat. Okay. And so if you've raised a cat from kittenhood and you've never like tried to pick it up, it's certainly not going to be used to that. And it's going to be what the hell's going on.
That's like my parents' last
cat. I like to hold cats in this specific way that you've got them like in a hug, but you put your hand under their feet, their back haunch feet. So they can feel, and they do, that they can freely spring out from that position. It's not like you've closed their feet down. It's like they at any point can spring off of the thing. It's like, so they're in control, but you're also like getting to snuggle them.
So cute. Yeah, the cats are going to be hugely therapeutic.
But you could first of all,
shelters
are filled with lab cats.
We don't want kittens. You want a cat.
Want nothing more.
Be an older cat, like for sure. Like,
yeah.
My parents' last cat who was adopted was older, and like that's totally fine. But then, of course, literally it was like a friend was like, oh, I'm fostering like 4,000 kittens. And I was like, okay, well, did we just get two from there? But my mom is so attached to Maine Coons.
Oh, right. That we thought that Boo maybe had a little bit of Maine Coon energy.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've had cabbage al pepe twice in a row now.
Is it good?
Huge head of cabbage. Okay. Yeah. I've been combining two Instagram things I saw. One.
So what do you do?
You slice the wedge of cabbage. You put butter in a pan. Okay. Heat it up. You throw the cabbage in there and you treat it like a piece of meat. You hard sear it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
On one of its faces. Hard sear caramelized butter sausage. When that's
cabbage.
Done, you flip it like a steak. Same thing. Then after the other side has been hard seared, you throw a little wine, a little broth, or a little water in the pan, cover the pan, and it sort of cooks the rest of it now. But you got that hard sear first.
Listen to you. Listen to you. I've never heard you so focused in my entire life. Yeah.
Soaring.
You got that hard sear. You got that hard sear. Deglaze
a pan.
I feel
bad because I saw Anastasia Fascia Beauty. I was thinking today, as I was wearing my own merch, headed into the Tracy Anderson studio, I was thinking, rep yourself before you wreck yourself.
Hmm?
I'm wearing my own merch.
Before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, I'm representing my own self.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
totally.
Wear your own merch before you die.
Yeah, yeah.
Or wear your own merch and get fucked. But I felt like I saw Anastasia Fascia Beauty.
I've fallen off microcurrent and I feel like my face has fallen 14 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen my pair left in 6 months.
Where is
Maybe
it?
I left it
Jacqueline?
At my parents' Jacqueline. House or something. What do you mean?
I want the Pure Lift. For the love of God.
Where is it? You mean, it was never a freebie. You know this.
You bought
yours. Wondering.
I know, but I want
one free.
Yeah, I remember
like Christmas 2 years ago. Hags recall.
And if you can't find yours, then let's get a couple.
Yeah, I can't. And it's an old model.
Okay, we need two new Pure Lifts. Please.
I just hope Anastasia Fashion Beauty knows that in my video, I don't think I'm doing perfect form, okay? Because I saw a video come out after that was like showing false form and like, is it supposed to be this or this? And I was like, yeah, I'm getting the stuff wrong, you know, but like, whatever. So filling has fallen out, which can really make you feel like...
Were you chewing?
It's all falling apart. No, it's flossing. It's just like...
Fuck.
And then it feels, then I began consumed with photographing it. And it just feels like a jagged, sharp, it just feels insane. You know, like this.
Yeah, of course.
This can't be right. And then it's like, I don't know.
We're going to get you into that dentist.
Do you think we're tongue-tied? You know this trend?
By the way, oh wait.
Snip, snip.
What? What the fuck is the trend?
Tongue-tied and lip-tied, you know?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like, okay.
What? A cosmetic
thing? So you know that, no, well, I mean, it can help, I guess. Depends, okay? Yeah, so you know the tongue tie.
Oh, I've heard about they're doing that to babies and they're fucking everything up.
So the tongue tie is the band of
fascia
under,
right? Shouldn't it be tied for a reason? Yeah.
Well, it depends. If it's too tight, I guess it can be limiting.
Limiting what?
It can allow you not to be mewing. Well, you know, your tongue's supposed to be on the roof of your mouth. This is the whole trend, okay? So for everything, for facial development, I mean, it's a whole thing, okay?
Like this?
Well, that doesn't look...
Tongue should be...
Like that.
Wait, what's that?
Okay. That's the roof of your mouth, this is the tongue.
But
when it's low and hanging down, it causes breathing problems and whatever, okay? Not a point. Flat against the top.
Okay.
Not that, okay?
Not flipped?
So... No. All okay. day? No.
Well, not flipped like, all day. Yeah.
What do you mean flipped?
Like curled, like...
No.
Okay.
Flat.
Okay.
Like, how do they do it? Like, king. King. You say king? See how the
king
thing of the tongue kind of flies up to the top?
King. Okay.
Actually, that's not even king. It. I don't know. Whatever. It's a whole world of... It's a whole thing, but... And like all these people are like, so I got my tongue tie released and my life has changed. You know, it's one of these.
Ugh. I don't know.
Snip, snip.
I don't know if we want to snip that. Seems a little insane.
Someone wrote in to us, like suggesting we get snipped.
Really?
They were like,
how dare you?
Kate, your migraines. Jacqueline, your lisp. They didn't say that, but I was waiting for it. Okay. No, but someone definitely... Wrote in.
My jaw. I'm thinking I need to get Botox in my jaw. The jaw pain. And then also, I'm so tight. How... Open your mouth. How far can you open your mouth?
I mean, far.
Does it hurt though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
You know, I've always lived in fear of like, them having to break my jaw, reset it, and I look like a different person.
No one's really breaking jaws out there though.
Really? They're not at the doctor surgically breaking them?
For what?
God, that would suck. I don't know. Maybe it's just like a rational fear I have. It's like something I kind of probably heard a story incorrectly when I was 12 and it's been replaying in my mind for years.
I think there's other, there's a lot of, I don't think you'd have to, I'm really sorry if the personality's off. I'm doing my best, okay?
You're doing great. The Wellbutrin's kicking in.
Well, it's so generic and I'm going to be stuck on it for 2 weeks. And I'll just say this. They were like, I kind of like lost it on the phone a little. Like, they tried the generic and I go, 6 months of hideous depression.
yeah.
Okay.
You fucks. America is
so I'm ordering it from Canada. It'll take 2 weeks. We'll see how I do. I mean, there's nothing to do but laugh. I'm just kidding.
If we can't laugh at that, what can't we laugh at?
Oh, we gotta tell people, even though we haven't sent anything out yet, to sign up for the mailing list. Okay.
And for those
to post it,
those
but sign up for the mailing list. We collect it and then imagine the things we're gonna
do.
And
then those have signed up. I see a lot of DMs that go, I haven't gotten anything. We have never sent anything yet. You are signing up for something huge.
We are waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. Huge. I'm talking.
We might be the only community. Podcast. It's like, you think about Poog. We've never sent anything. We had a tour. We have merch. Like, anyway, we're working on it. We're working on getting, we're business
minded. I think I did actually maybe send them. And I think it cost me $80. And I never invoiced
send
you.
What?
We never got our fucking finances straight. To the Poog email list when we went on tour. It's like, and I just click it on my fucking pay like $80. You know, like to send emails, it costs money.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's standard.
It works out for the dollar, the tickets.
Of course.
Oh, but look, I'm wearing two shades of Charlotte Tilbury, Amazing Grace, and Pillow Talk simultaneously, covered with Tower 28 in pistachio.
I love Tower 28 pistachio and the Tilbury. Really? I'm wearing a Fenty color that I found that I bought, paid for.
How's the, is the Fenty fairly scented or not really? Does it got a strong scent?
This one wasn't
Tilbury's a little too vanilla.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
For me, I kind of want cosmetic nothingness.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I know. I'm always trying to go green on the mouth because you eat your lipstick, but sometimes you just need the color.
2 tablespoons a year, I've heard.
Really?
Probably a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more.
It's a cup and a half, min.
2 tablespoons a year. That seems high.
I made that up. I'm sorry. To be clear, I just was like, okay, I was actually reaching for a fry hyperbole, and I meant to say like 2 liters.
I accepted
and I said 2 tablespoons.
As fact.
Yeah, it was too close.
I accepted it as pure fact. Okay, well, I'm seeing you next week, I think. Wait, or am I not? I got to force you into a something. Okay, I love you. Bye.
All right, I love you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.